AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Should President Trump be impeached? More Democratic lawmakers say yes after the president refused to allow a former White House lawyer to testify before a House committee looking into the Russia investigation. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will meet with the Democrats who think the president should be impeached. Meanwhile, one Republican congressman is calling for impeachment proceedings.
Justin Amash has stepped further than even some Democrats, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells the AP Amash is an outlier.
Mr. Amash always has a different voting record than most of us anyway.
And is out of step with America. Amash doesn't care.
I really am not concerned about what Kevin McCarthy thinks about it.
And says GOP pressure has no influence over him. Fellow Republicans are furious but have not moved to punish Amash. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is now among those backing the idea of a federal law to protect abortion rights. Those who support the idea don't want to rely solely on the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision that lays out a right to an abortion. More dangerous storms in the Midwest yesterday, more tornadoes too. Two people have died in these storms, both in Missouri.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson declared another state of emergency. A tornado hit a drive-through wild animal park and blew a tractor trailer off a nearby road. Danny Lorton says it looks like a tornado hit the Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri.
We've lost campers in the campgrounds area, our bleachers up top. We lost our in the infield. We got a little damage to the grandstand section up top.
He spoke to KSBR-TV. Flooding and high winds have hit Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. I'm Ed Donahue.
Consumer Reports says one in six Uber and Lyft drivers in New York City and Seattle is driving a recalled vehicle. This is AP Radio News. We may soon know more about how and why a racist photo appeared on a yearbook page for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
A law firm brought in by Eastern Virginia Medical School is expected to announce the results of its investigation into how a photograph of a man in blackface standing next to someone in Ku Klux Klan clothing appeared on a 1984 yearbook page for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam. The picture was one of at least three blackface photos in the publication that year. Medical school leaders commissioned the investigation, calling the photos shockingly abhorrent. The Democratic governor issued two apologies when the picture became public knowledge, but then later reversed course, saying he was convinced it was not him in the photo. Northam defied calls to resign. I'm Jennifer King.
Two Japanese mobile carriers say they are delaying the sale of new smartphones from Huawei for the moment. The U.S. government says Huawei, the number two smartphone brand, is a security risk and restricted technology sales to it. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.